men wat man met bees de baden mishurim oma rabbe oma ravune mecheli beilu kone v'yesh loy olav eino. Let's see what Rashi says. Mecheli beilu ochaz v'yodei mois. A person was holding in his hand money. Va'oma lechaveiroi mecheli chayfet shalacha beilu shebiyodei. Biyodei. He had money and sell it to me for this money. V'lehipid lishel kamahem. The Meicher did not ask how much money are you holding in your hand. V'kiblom miyada lekeach. Kona lekeach hachefetz b'mois halolu. So the lekeach is koine. V'enechad mehem yochel achzer. That means it's not like kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef, one can be chayza. Mois einam koines. This does not fall into the category of mois einam koines. V'yesh loy olav eino. But afal pikein, the moicher can have a tviya of eino. So Rashi says, v'yesh loy lachaveri olav din eino. Im ein v'mois g'day d'mei achefet shepichso ishtus, like this talach is shtus kone marzer eino. So even though he said be'elu, so that means there was an agreement that doesn't have to be an exact value. But afal pikein, if there is a shir of eino ashtus, so it's kone marzer eino. This is a memre of Rabba Omar Ravun, and now he's going to explain the two halachas that were said. Kone, av agav deloy moshach. He was koine, even though there was no meshich, and like this, we know that mois einam koines. The kiven the loy kopit, since there was no hakpode to find out exactly how much money is being given, how much is nichlal in the elu, kone the chi chalipin domi. So it's similar to chalipin. Chalipin also, it's an exchange of two articles, and there is not necessarily a kpode that the values should be exact. Is the kimin the loikopit konet, the chi chalipin domi. This is similar to chalipin. Ke chalipin domi, so Rashi says, Ulakamam Porich Vein Madbeya Nasa Chalipin. It's a problem. That Ein Madbeya Nasa Chalipin. But it would seem that at the present time, the Gemara holds he's making a Kinyan Chalipin. Since we are not reckoning exactly with the Shavya, so this is a Kinyan Chalipin. V'yesh loy olo v'ino. And why is there eino? The mecheli be'elu komale. Zogt Rashi, the mecheli koma loshen memkar v'loy loshen chalipin. So now let us just explain this for 1 minute. It would seem the maise is a maise chalipin, but he said a loshen memkar. The Chiddushi Aran wants to say that this transaction has dinei chalipin and dinei mechire. And the Ran would seem that Rashi Shita is that ba'etzem by chalipin there's no din eino. By chalipin there's no din eino. If we want, we can say gzeres akosavdik b'chi simkru memka lamisezo. Loisainu ishes amisai, the parsha of eino was said by memka. By chalipin, there's no din eino, there's no parsha of eino. That's gzeres hakos of dik. In lomdis, we can also explain this. The parsha of eino was said when, by mekech and memka, that the transaction is that moicher wants to get paid for his commodity that he's selling. The exchange is coming about for a double reason. The moicher wants money, the lekeich wants the commodity, so we make a mekech and memke. So since the tachlis of the mechire is in order, since the tachlis of the mechire is in order that the moicher should get the shavius of his chayfetz, so there's a parsha of Oino that the Torah said that the Shavuos has to be more or less accurate, and if he's being undercharged, the shtus or overcharged, so this is a sort of a gezel. There's Oino is a type of a gezel, because the whole transaction was based on the rotzen to acquire Shavuos. By Chalipin, the transaction in Yesoid is different. We're exchanging articles. So Mamela, so there, the even though the Shavuos is not accurate, it could be there's a Shir Eino, but by Chalipin there's no Din Eino. Here we have a interesting concoction. Here the Mice is a Mice of Chalipin. Mechayli be'elu, he's not, we're speaking about Eilu lehikpid, so the chichalipin domi. It seems he's not interested to count the dollar bills. So it is like chalipin, it's like this is a commodity. We're exchanging this commodity for this commodity. But he said mechayli be'elu. He said a loshin memka also. So that loshin memka, v'loy loshin chalipin, that means the loshin memka comes to tell us that he wants there should be dinei mechire, which means, in other words, that there should be hilchas oino. And we mentioned last week lechire, but kan sheil aben, very nice, he wants that there should be, if in yesod there is chalipin, even you saw that it's chalipin, and that's why when we say kona, we say it's not kinyan mois. It's kinyan chalipin, the chalipin dummy. So if it's kinyan chalipin, and then you saw that in kinyan chalipin, there's no dinay no. So he said, I want there should be dinay no. I can't spell him from Heinz Morgan. Dinay I know are hilchis ha-toyret, not the Torah gave I know by mekech ha-memke. If you're making chalipin, there's no dinay no. What is pshat? He said a loshin memka. He wants memka. So we mentioned last week that the Teres Shmuel says that there's such a concept. Masne shemachinam liyis kishoyl. A shemachinam can be mekabel on himself that he wants chiyuve shoyl and he's chayev also shoyl. Now he also we have the same thing. I mean, the din shoyel is a din teire. The teire said a shoyel is chayiv in certain obligations. He's not a shoyel. So vaystois in a dover shebemomoyim naikayim, I can bring, if there's a mutual agreement that din shoyel should be applicable to this shmira, so he gets a din shoyel. So if there's a mutual agreement that there should be dinei eino in this transaction, so that's lechayre, could be pshat n'rashi. Rav Abba Omar Rav Hune, mechayli be'elu kone, ve'ein lo yolov eino. And the poshet of pshat we'll see later, this loshen of mechayl, Rav Abba was not so medayik that this mechayr means should have dinei mechire. It could be he said the loshen mechayr, because Lamai said there is money for a chayfet, so he said the loshen mechayr. But we can't build from this loshen to say that it should have dinei mechire. Mechayli be'elu kone ve'ein le'yola ve'ino. So then we'll have to understand, so why is it kone? No, kon is good as chalipin, and he's not medayik from the loshen mecheli. Pshita. Now the Gemara speaks about the domim veinei makpid aleihem. If a person is giving money, But any makpid aleim, the moicher is not makpid to count the money, to see the exact amount. Kamrinin de koni, de chachalipin domi. That's what we just said over here. Mecheli ve'elu is domi, m'sheni makpid aleim. And that somehow has a din of chalipin. Chalipin u'makpid aleihem mai. So let us just learn the Gemara before we'll see Rashi. What'll be if a person makes, so here we have a phenomenon, a person is giving money, but since there is the anhage between the balei dvorim is not a moministic anhage, he's not makpid, he doesn't count the money, doesn't count the dollar bills, so that's like chalipin. So we see that we can make from money chalipin. So now the Gemara declares, what'll be chalipin umakpid aleihem mai? What'll be the din if we'll make a chalipin, but there he's makpid, he wants to make sure that in Shavuos they should be similar. Will this akpode change the maisa kinyan? Will it become now a kinyan keset? They want to know that the values of the two chafetzim should be similar. Is that mahapach the maisa kinyan that it becomes kinyan keset? Or no? Chlipim ma'akped aleihem mai. Omar Rav Ade Barav Toshma. Abin Yorai, Areisha Yetoifes Parosai. A person was in the market, he was holding a pot. Boimet, he's standing. Ubochaveire Vaom Aloi Paros Choloma. Why are you selling your pot? He asked him, you want to sell your pot? Why are you selling your pot? So he answered him, I'm selling the pot, a chamer ani tzorech. I have to buy a chamer. I don't have money to buy a chamer. I'm selling my pot to purchase a chamer. Yeah. So he said, you know what? Yesh li chamer. I have a chamer. Mamash hashgoche protis. I have a chamer. Shani noiseloch. I'll give you a chamer. Your problem is solved already. Poroso bekamo, how much are you want to sell your poro? Bekach bekach. Chamoicha bekamo, bekach bekach. So it seems they wanted to be mavar the value of the poro, the value of the chamoir. So lechera, this is chalipin umakpid aleim. That means it wasn't some say he looked at the chamoir and looked at the poro. He wanted to know that if in mominis, their value is similar. Fine. So everything stems. Moshach bal achamere sapore. Now, the bal achamere was moshach the pore. Bloi hispik bal apore limshach asachamere achamei sachamere. Bloi kone bal achamere sapore. So the bal achamere wasn't kone the pore. That means, so it seems over here that in order for the balapora to be kind of the chamoyer, he had to be meishach the chamoyer. And since he wasn't meishach the chamoyer, so there was no kinyan whatsoever, so he wasn't kind of the pora. Now, we look at this baraisa, so it would seem, on the Mishkol Rishon, it would look like that this is kinyan mois. You said, it's Kenyan Mois. He said, how much is your pora worth? How much is your chamoy? This is Kenyan Mois. So, if it's Kenyan Mois, you have to make a Meshicha. So, if he didn't make a Meshicha, so the Balapora, who wants to be kind of the chamoy, has to make a Meshicha on the chamoy. Gozman didn't make a Meshicha on the chamoy, so he wasn't kind of the chamoy. So the Balachamoy wasn't kind of the pora. Shma mino chalipin amakpid aleim leikon. So lechere, this shayle, what the Gemara declared, if there was the tzuris adover is chalipin, it's two chafetzim, but it's makpid aleim, there is a interest from both tzadim that the values should be equal, so that gives it, that's mahapach, it gives it a shame domim, and domim mo yisenim kainis. Omar of it, so before we had Epis Alam de Shishaila, just like we said, Domim Veini Makbid makes it Chalipin, Chalipin the Makbid, does it make it Domim, doesn't it make it Domim? Omarove Otto Khalipin Bishiftoni Yaskinim Deloikopti. He says, I don't understand your shaila. He says, Khalipin is people that they're making an exchange and they're not makpid in the Shavias. I mean, the Otto Bishiftoni Yaskinim. Alakol Khalipin Mikbit Kopti Vikone. Every Khalipin is like that. I mean, what's the Bishiftoni Yaskinim? I mean, it's lochair, it's merdik interessant. He had a shayla, and he, this is a very interesting way to, there's no shayla, I mean, Otto Bishop Tony asking, everyone does like this, sicher, the, Grimachlov, a por of a chamoyo, if there's no, comparison to the Shavius. Also interesting, what, oh, fine. Good. So now Rav says, "Al kapanim, we hear every chalipin is makbid and it's kainet." So b'zayis, very shvedus paraisa. So why when the Baal HaChamer was meishech the pora, so there was a kinyan chalipin. So again, it should have been kainet the chamer. El lekol chalipin mikbid kopti v'kona. V'ocha ma'iskin and da'om alei is missing a few words in the paraisa. When they started figuring out to the values of each animal, came out the poro wasn't worth as much as the chamor. Domalei chamor beporo utle. That really, he sold him, his chamor for a poro utle. Umoshech es haporo, vadayin leimoshech es hatle. So he didn't make Mashiach, it's taka chalipin, but chalipin is this tmure, there's an exchange, but you have to. The exchange was a poro utle for a chamor. So if he would have been Moshech the tle also, so then it would be Shalom al Yisrael. But he was not Moshech the tmure, he was not Moshech the tle. Lehavalei Mashiach Amalia. Yeah. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd just like to mention Ha'orah from the Pnei Yeshua. We had a Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos, if a Behemah is called a Keli, or a Behemah is called a Peri. Rashi says, whatever is not a Keli is called a Peri. So it means you need a keli. We'll see later in the sugya. Now the parsha of Chalipin speaks about a keli and now. So you need a keli. A behemah is not a keli. So Rashi holds a behemah is a peri. Whatever is not a keli is called a peri. Tosfos says that a behemah is a keli. Why is a behemah a keli? So Tosfos says, because yochol ishtamish boy, you can use it. The shayra pora chaim abekli choshu li shemishtamish bem litain masui v'lachreish. That's the definition of a keli, is an object that you can use. So you use a shoe if you want to walk, and you use a shayra if you want to be chayrish, and use a chamer if you want to be nice and masui. That's called a keli. Yochel ishtamish bay is called a keli. Fine. So that's Shitas HaTosfos. Zokta hagos ashri bayos. But what will be a tle? A tle, he says, a tle doesn't, it's not chayrish, it's not treyim asois. So a tle will take be a peri. A tle is take a peri. The Tosfos only said, shayr and a chamor, that's a keli. But a tle will be a peri. Like the Pnei Yeshua, Lechaira from over here would seem not like this. From our Gemara, it would seem that they made, I mean, we paskin like Rav Nachman, you need a keli, so, here it seems he made with a pora tle, he was a Moshech the tle. Why is they said, this is the Pnei Yeshua's ore and the Agos Oshri. Agav Urche, we're speaking about this subject, if a behemoth is a keli or a peri, so we had Rashi Shitas, it's a peri, whatever is not a keli is a peri. Tosfos says it's a keli because Yochel Ishtamish Boy. This is a very interesting Shitas Horach. The Bein Echananel says, a peri is something that rots. It doesn't last too long. That's a peri. Peri le'ov di chalipa. He says, a behemoth is, it has a much longer lifespan than a banana, so kaponim, some amela. That's the difference. The difference between the definition of keli and peri is something that lasts for a longer period of time. That's called a keli. So a bal chai is called a keli, but this is called a peri is called something that has a very short lifespan. Anyway, so that's this gemara. So we have here the Vayla Gemara. The Gemara klad a shayla chlipin the makpid aleim. What is the din? The Gemara had such a shayla, and the moment of being arayed that it doesn't have a shame chlipin. Then all of a sudden, Rava pounced on that. What do you mean? Not to be shiftoni asking? And that's the Gemara. Now let us see something very interesting in Rashi. Pshitalo. He did not interest himself. Liknois kedin kinyin shekainen besuder vize makbid liroi sheyasuder shove kolkach. Now, we have to understand this is a difficult Rashi. We would learn the Gemara, who's talking about a suder, and then Rava says, Ata b'sheftoni askina. It means every person when he makes a kinyan suda, we come to a ksud, so you make a kinyan suda with the chosen, so the chosen, listen, give me a handkerchief, let me first find out what kind of handkerchief this is. I mean, not otobishif toni askina, shame shemayim. And it's a kinyan amanas lahakzer. I mean, it's by sudas, poshadas kinyan amanas lahaknois. This Rashi lochair is a shvera Rashi. But l'chayrem, perhaps we could say as follows. The shail of the Gemara was, Rashi learns it's speaking about a Kenyan Sud, and perhaps Rashi was maviach something from this. It's speaking about a Kenyan Suda, and Yenna, before he gives the Suda, they went over to the Chosen, they gave him a Suda, and he said, one second, how much is the Suda worth? That's talking about chalip in the makpid aleim. He gave him a suda. He wanted to know how much it's worth. Now, if the chosen is asking how much it's worth, so the shail of the gemara, so al-kochach, he's making kinyan kesef. The minute you ask by a suda, you want to evaluate the suda, so it could be, so that was the shail of the gemara. A suda in your makpid, that makes a kinyan kesef. Yeah. If he was makpid, he wanted to know how much it's worth, so then he said, "Din domim." So the makla the shayla suda that your makpid, it seems you're making kinyan kesef. So the Gemara brought Paros Cholama Havesa Bishuk. Oma Rove Oto Chalipin Dekro Bishuf Toni Askinen Lekopti Lodashi Shovis Ktsas Domim Sheyitav Be'enov Losis Loye Sheloi Kenegdoi V'lochi Koma Kro Dekone. Now, Lechere, I think, Pshat in the Gemara, according to Rashi, the Gemara, the flow of the Gemara is very shver. We're talking about a shayla of suda. That a person, a suda is a kniya manas lahaknois, it's not, but he wants to see how much it's worth, so we see this person wants to make a kinyan kesef. That was the shayla. So the Gemara brought a raya from Paroscha Bekama, which is Lachaira, not a Kenyan Suda. This is Lachaira Kenyan Temura. So Dachsach Mir, the Gemara meant to say, I have a Baraisa. The Baraisa says he's not Koine. So I don't know Pshat in the Baraisa. I mean, the Baraisa says you're not Koine. So Al Kochach from the Baraisa would seem, Afilu, by Temura, there's a Chesoron of Chalipa no Makbet. The one who wanted to be patient, you're clearing by Suda. I'll tell you, I feel it by Tmure. So Rove said, that's not Pshat in the Baraisa. Otto Bishoftoni asking by Tmure. If they're making a mamish in exchange, this is not a Kniyal Manas Lahakvis. Mamish exchange, you think a person will make a Tmure without being Mevara, what he's getting, what the Shavius is? So that's mer, that is pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara called a shayla by Suda according to Rashi. Now, but like this would be very bad. I mean, where is a shayla? And the Chava all of a sudden jumps down his throat. Otto Bishoftoni asking. The Gemara wanted to be poishit from a baraisa that filled by shava by Tmure. There's a chesoron if you're makbed on Shavius. Because the Gemara didn't understand Pshat in the baraisa. It says, it was Moshech the Paul and he's not kind. So Al Kocher, it's because of this. I mean, between you and me, that's all what the Baraisa said. The Baraisa said the whole scenario. Perosra bekama, bekach, bekach, dos bekama. I mean, Al-Kochach, that's the reason. So Rava said, no, Shove b'shove zichet toli in Shavius. Shove b'shove zichet toli in Shavius. Rashi says, the v'kehat olay, kopik v'ashi shov is k'sas domim sheyita v'ein of losis loye shaloy kenegdoy. Here, this is a permanent exchange. V'afilohari kom akro dekone. So that's poshit. That's a posik. Don't bring me the baraisa. The posik is zicha. If you learn chum, if you learn the Megillah Shrus. So Kochach, when they made a tmura, so the the chalipin of the pasuk means the tmura. The tmura, they're not interested in finding out the Shavius. So the way we're learning Pshat, it could very well be that the Gemara wasn't Pashat the Shaila. He said, the Gemara called the Shaila Chalip and the Makbid Rashi is Bakin Yin Suda. The Gemara wanted to be Pashat, that by Shava B'Shava there's also Chasol and the Makbid. And that Rabbi says, please, Shava B'Shava there's Ichan of Chasol and the Makbid. So finish. So he wanted to be Pashat. I mean, between you and me, there's a Shikolore. The Baraisa says, a whole scenario, Parosra become Bekach Bekach, Chamech Bekach. I mean, Lefiyemis Rovet says that's very normal. That's normal. I mean, Otto Bishoftoni Askina. So why did the Baraisa have to tell us this whole scenario? So Mustama to tell us that, that's how the Tler came in, Mustama, because if they started asking prices, so Mustama, that's how the Tler came in. So Al Kocher there was a Tler also. Let's go a little further. Now we go back to the memre of Rav Huna. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omamal, mecholi be'elu kone. V'yesh lei olav eino. Leima sova Rav Huna matbeye nasa chalipin. Let us say Rav Huna od matbeye nasa chalipin. Now I'd like to say over ha'ore, we won't go into the ha'ore now. The ha'ore, Rav David Shustel asked, and the Gemara is going to go now in the Shaila Mecholi Be'elu Iskone, and the Rashi said, by the way, I was going to ask, Be'elu Nasa Chalipet. Fine. We have here a machloikis, Rabba Omar Rav Huna, and Rav Ada Omar Rav Huna. Rav Ada Barave. we have Rav Abba Omar Ravun. So Rav Abba Omar Ravun. We have machlokes. Rav Omar Ravun says kone v'yesh bo yino. Rav Abba Omar Ravun is kone v'ein bo yino. So there's a machlokes amiroim if Ravun held there is eino, there's not eino. So there's in Hilchos eino we have a machlokes amiroim. In kone everyone agrees. Everyone agrees it's kone. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha. The Gemara is going to ask, So there's a mechdika kasha over here. Why does the Gemara bring in the inodika shailot? They both say kone. The problem is, why is it kone? It's a matbeya. They hold matbeya nasa chalipin. Why did the Gemara bring in this Aino? The Gemara brings, why did they talk about Aino? Aino is not Chashayla. Is there Aino? I said the Loshem Mecha, did I mean Aino? Didn't I mean Aino? When you're talking now about the Kone, Chaylik, there's two Alokas of it. It's Kone, Yeshua, Aino. So the Shayla is, how can be Kone? Ain't my Bein Nasa Chalipin. So why did they bring in the Aino? Let's develop. Remain with the kasha. We'll come back to it. Lineda. Leima sava ravuna matbeya nasa chalipet. So the Gemara says, loi ravuna sava lo kabi eichanet. Ravuna doesn't hold matbeya nasa chalipet. No, the matbeya is not nasa chalipet. Ravuna sava lo kabi eichanet. Do ma dva teire mois koinis. Neima omr meshicha koinig zere shemi yomel nisavuchitecha baliya. Really, yeah. Milse de shriche gozru bo rabonam, o milse de loy shriche le gozru bo rabonam. It's that you're learning krumshat, that here that mechayli be'elu is a very, very rare case. A person comes over with a lot of money in his hands, sell me be'elu. He doesn't ask him how much money is there. He sold a deal. Very bugna. This can happen once in a million. Such a case. So this is a milsa de loy shriche. So that's him mois einem koinis als a gzeire. But he only made a gzeire by a normal kinyan kesef. He have a very rare type of kinyan kesef. They never made a gzeire, and that's why mois a koin. That's pshat. Fine. And now, Omra just finished this. So, Omalai Mahuna Bereid Rav Nachman Rabashi. Aton Hochi Masnisula. That means you want to declare this Rav Huna Hod Mabey Nasach Lib. No, it's not Mucher. Maybe Odzei Nasach Lib. Anan Hochi Masnisula Vechein Omar Rav Huna Hod Mabey Nasach Lib. That means we learned before we had a tzettel of Amayroim who said Ein Matbei Nasach Libim. We remember Rav Huna said Ein Matbei Nasach Libim. So it has to be pshat like this. You had to figure out. Is it Muchach? Does he hold the Matbei? Doesn't he hold? Zichri doesn't know. Okay, that's the end of the sugi. So now the Gemara comes to say that it's not Chalipin, you kain out Tzmois, and that since it's Amoyi, Kin Yamois, Tzolei Shriche, so Memele, so... What? I know it's a design. I know it's a matter of opinion. We'll see soon that I know. Okay, let's see Rashi. Leima kesava rafune the yoiv timele milsei mishum dechalipin dami. So vice days it's chalipin. Tzmo says no. Sava lo kerab yechne kloima ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Bani lav chalipin, you know, this is not chalipin, ala domim. Dom chayli koma. Oh, he said mechayli. Listen, the if you read the words, he said mechayli koma. So for mechayli, the havamin of the Gemara was, he's making chalipin with the mechayli, there should be dinay or not. Nah, it's mois, mechayli koma, he wants to make a mechem. The mechayli kama, the domim ki agam the kani b'lay meshichem ki chalipin the kinyan suda, vishum desvini the lo shchiach nino chabiyachne. Ya aton ochi masnisala le dravuna de mesavke lechu yisavalu matbeya nasa chlipin vilav odechisi dichi ba'alme, does he hold, doesn't he hold, maybe he doesn't hold.
הנן בהדיה תינה רפונה בדי הנך הבונה גלר וכן אמר רפונה בלה מסף כולן הוחימית את הבדי תאים משום לסביר לא יקרה ביחן פיין היד אסטיקל האורי what I want to say if this is emes I don't know but maybe it's korob lemes lemaise the maskonis ha-gemore is that it's kind of mois it's not chalipin it's mois why I mois ain't a kindness mosad lo shchiche mois lo kindness mosad shchiche so first of all the kibin the loikopit kone the chichalipin dummy why do you have to say the chichalipin dummy I mean it's not chalipin it's mois lo shchiche so what's the chichalipin dummy and Rashi is goes more than that Rashi elaborates Rashi says Rashi says kechalipin the kinyin suda it's like a kechalipin of kinyin suda it's like a kechalipin of kinyin suda what's kinyin suda we're talking about kinyin mois mois the loy shchich kechalipin the kinyin suda it's a kechalipin yeah but you have to give him shalom and those kechalipin Rashi said the kechalipin the kinyin suda Rashi has to add two words I don't know if this is emes but we have the same Rashi before and Daf and Baba Mei is also Rashi as kechalipin the kinyin suda I mean it's modern there's a meirdik in the Sivis but let's start a step before the Nesibis. The way we learn the Gemara, we learn like this, we'll give us a questionnaire, is mois kaines, is mois not kaines? So the answer on this question is, it matters. Mois the shriche is not kaines. Mois the loy shriche is kaines. So it come out that Chazal, when they said their halachas, a mois kaines not kaines. There's mois the shchicha, mois the loy shchicha. It could be Chazal never made such types of takones. It's mois kin ye mois something. This kind of something. That kind of mois the shchicha. Mois the loy shchicha could be never made such a takone. That to differentiate. I mean, the loy shchicha is a reason it should be kind of, but they wouldn't make it such a vague difference. Shchicha loy shchicha. There's a nesivis. Nesivis says it seems in nesivis like this in Reish Gimel Sivkot and Gimel. Nesivis seems to say like this. We mentioned there's two types of chalipin. There's tmure and there's kinyan suda. By Tamura, the Nesiva says, let's say, Machlev Pora Bachamoil. So, when the Bala Pora will be kind of the Chamoil, so the Pora will belong to the Bala Chamoil. Now, how does he have to be kind of the Chamoil? How does he have to be kind of the Chamoil? Zuk to the Nesiva, even kind anyway, he can make a Mashiach of the Chamoil. It's one way. He can make a Kinyan Sudar on the Chamoil. Another way. You can make a kinyan agav on the chamor. A third way. The ikar of Tamura is, he has to acquire the chamor. How he acquires the chamor is irrelevant. That's it. I got a chamor. I got a chamor. You get a bar. How I acquire the chamor is irrelevant. By kinyan suda, it seems there's something else. Sholav ish naloi v'nosam l're'eyu. That means somehow there was a ceremony. V'nosam la, he takes off his shoe, v'nosam l're'eyu, and that validates the kinyan, that's a kayim called over. From the Nesivis it would seem, what would be if he'd, I'm not taking off the shoe. You'll be kinder with kinyan agav my shoe. From the Nesivis, so it seems that's no good. No, no, no. That's not to be kind of the shoe. That's to be v'nosan l'rayeyu. V'nosan l'rayeyu, that means this kinyan chalipin of suda is not I acquired a shoe and everything works. No, no. V'nosan l'rayeyu, he gave him the shoe. That shows Gemiras Das, however, Klipa Napsuda works, but it has to be, there is a ceremony, it's not sufficiently acquired issue. It could be that Chazal said Kinyan Kesef works, Mechayli Be'elu, Kone. So we're talking about a story. The Sarashi says, Mechayli Be'elu, Ochas B'yodoy Mois, who's holding in his hand money, Rashi says the whole scenario over here. I had a lot of money in my hand, and I gave it to him. Rashi seems to, well, that was the story. It's not speaking about, so could be, if this is true, I don't know, but it could be that B'chayle B'eilu is Kone, that means if it, the Kenyan is Kenyan Kesef, it's not Kenyan, Chalipim, because my Bailey of the Chalipim. But, this Kesef will only be Kenyan if you'll use it differently than a normal Kesef. Normal Kenyan Kesef is you acquire Kesef. This Kesef, you have to give it to him, Taka. It's not Chalipim, it's Kesef. But if you make a Kenyan Kesef de lo Yishchicha, but it has to look differently. It's the Kechalip in the Suda Dabi. I made a Kenyan Kesef, which is Loi Shchiyach, but I made it in a life of Kechalip in the Suda. Then Chazal said, well, there's a different Suda. This Kesef, the Kenyan, the Lomdusen's Kesef, the Loi Shchiyach, but it has to be the Kechalip in the Suda. Maybe, I don't know. Now, I would like to mention, we asked Akasha before, Rav David Shustel, that why when the Gemara had a Shaila of Chalipin, the Moira Shaila of Chalipin, how could it be Kodim at Ben Asa Chalipin? So the Gemara brings down this memory, Yeshpayeno. So I once heard from Rav Shor Zechena Levroche, there's a Moira de Kerambam in Kiddushin. The Rambam in Kedushin says, "Chol anas adomim beechot kivin shezoche ze nischai ze bechalipov." So the Rambam says like this: "Lokach matbeis bilti she'enoi choishes limishkolum vecheshboines vecheshboinen." A person took a sack of coins, not delving into how much it weighs and how much coins are. Va'oma elu chalife dover pliny. This should be chalife dover pliny. Hareze koine midin chalipin. So it's koine of chalipin. He gave him coins. He doesn't know how many coins. And thus, the moicha doesn't know. It's koine of chalipin. Zuk der amba weiter. Da hoche loy shayich hasson de matbeye ene yoise chalipin. Mishum de daite yatsuroso. Which we heard this in the Gemara before. So the Rambam says, speaking about a bunch of coins, and he said, Eile Chalife Yelu, and it's kind of Chalipin, and it's not, but he heard it past the Daita Tzeros, he sees that Daita Tzeros, he's not, Atkan Loshen Rambam. The Rambam is Peliploin. The Rambam does not, he's going against the Gemara. Our Gemara says, Mechayli Be'elu, the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Matbein Nasa Chalim, no, it's not just my Kenyan Kesef. The Rambam all of a sudden says, he took care of the problem. Forget from our Gemara. Billy Ploy. So, Rav Shol Zechen Levoche wanted to say, the Rambam is nothing against the Gemara. The Rambam said, he said, Eilu Chalife Eilu. Eilu Chalife Eilu. So when he said Chalife Eilu, so he said, making Chalipin. The Rambam said he's making Chalipin and he doesn't care how many coins and the tzure. That's a Chalipin. That's what the Rambam said. Agimore says he's told him Mechirli. Mechoyle, look what Rashi says. Rashi says Mechoyle, he wants to make a Mekach HaMemka. Mekach HaMemka, it's Mamish Domim. Mama Mechoyle. If you say Mechoyle, it's Domim. If you say Khalife, then it's Take, Khalipin Take. Fine. Where did the Rambam get this from? He got it from Rav Abba Omar Rav Huna. Rav Abba Omar Rav Huna ain't boy no. We don't machlik is yesh boy no, ain't boy no. Rav Abba Omar Rav Huna said ain't boy no. Now why does he hold ain't boy no? So Rashi said the one that holds yesh boy no, he was medayik the Loshen Mechayel. Rav Abba was not medayik the Loshen Mechayel. The Mechayel doesn't mean anything. According to Rav Abba, it's Taka Chalipin. Rav Abba Taka learned it's Chalipin Taka. The Mechir is irrelevant. The Rambam got this from Rav Abba. But we paskin like Rav. So that's why the Rambam says he said Chalife. The Rambam says you have to say good loss in order to make this kunz. But it comes that according to Rav Abba was not medayik the loshen of Mechir. So remember, if you're not medayik the loshen of Mechir, Taka is Chalipin. That's why when the Gemara asked the Kashim, "Ain my bayin nasa chalipin?" The Gemara says, "It says yesh bayin no. You medayik the loshen mechayer. Ooh, you medayik the loshen mechayer. There's a mechira. Ooh, say so then is muchach my bayin nasa chalipin." That's why the Gemara had to bring this akdome. But ain't a chanami according to Rav Abba Omar Rav Huna, it's takeh chalipin. He's not medayik loshen mechayer. It's takeh chalipin, and then there's no problem with bein asa chalipin, the way the Rambam says, since he says mechayer.